Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show. Here on Monday, June the 7th of 2021, here on this humid day, dare I say, very humid. In fact, with the humidity today, it was hot this weekend, but it's cooler now, but the humidity, obviously that makes it worse. And so I think, like, what have I done to deserve this humidity? But it's good to be with you. I need to let you know that I have some things I had to do. So I got home a little bit late. So we're going to take a little bit of a commercial break, and then we'll be back within a few minutes. So I will be, we'll be taking a commercial break, as they say, and then we'll be back with you. All right. Praise God. I'm back. Welcome back to another episode of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, June 7th of 2021. I am your host, the Miracle Man. Sorry for the commercial break. That is one of the first times ever that I've ever done that or had to do that. I do sincerely apologize for it. Sometimes things just happen. And so we're back on. And I'm so glad to have you wherever you're from, however you're tuning in, however you found out, whether you've called in or whether you're listening online. And it's just always a blessing whenever you decide to tune in. Of course, whether you're at home, whether you're at work, working from home at the moment, trying to do your work, but also listen to this program. we're just blessed that you're with us. And I have to tell you, here in this state, things are opening up. Seriously. I'm in the last 2 days, like, a few days ago, we actually, at this point, we now have a carnival in here in town, here in Midland, in the mall parking lot, kind of behind Target and the old Yonkers space. They have a carnival set up there with some rides and some carnival food. I went there opening night to get some fries. I will be going, depending on whatever day or night weather permits. Of course, on the weekend, they're open day and night, but Monday to Friday, it's evening only. So I'll be going on a night to get some, to do a few carnival rides and also get some grub. Because we all need some carnival food in our life. Sometimes we need a nice, good old corn dog, maybe some vinegar fries. They were so good last time that whenever I go, I'm getting them again. I hope I get the same worker who gave me a ton of them. Because I'll be like, whatever it was, do it again, please. Because they were delicious. And we all need an elephant ear here and there also. You can't go wrong with fair food. Do not confuse fair food and fear food. Fear food is bad. You don't want to allow yourself to live in fear. Don't be feeding your spirit man things that allow you to live in fear. Because when you watch things like CNN and MSNBC and some of these other ones, they can try to grip fear in you. We know the Lord is our light and our salvation, and we should not have fear. But fear and fear, though they may sound similar, they're different. Now, I know of some people who may have some fear of fair rides. Me, when I was 6, there was something about that wagon that I did not like. This was back in 1995, in August, I believe it was Midland Fair, so it would have been August of 1995. I was a 6-year-old boy, and I'd went on the strawberry ride. I had been on, and think the umbrellas, the jeeps, the cars, many of the things that little children at that age would ride. Then we decided to do the wagon. For whatever reason, I did not like the wagon. I did not like the wagon. I do not why. I despise the wagon so much. It was either the sound or something. And I was like, no, no, no. Like in that little 6-year-old voice, but anyone who despises the wagon, chances are, Rachel, they will never like the zipper or anything like that, right? What chances be that if they're afraid of the wagon, of the Midway wagon, that they'd almost be scarred so that they'd never be on any. They might ride other little rides again, but they would never ride like the Himalaya or anything, you would think, right?
Oh, yeah.
But then, like, the next year, I went to a different Midway in July where the wagon was present, and I decided, my mind, I was thinking, oh, yeah, I remember what happened last year, but I was like, I'm going to try it again. Luckily, the same thing did not happen. I didn't mind at that time. And I'm like, okay, I'm doing better. At some point that summer, they talked on, maybe it was that night, I don't know. I remember they talked on fear, being fearful and how it's not good to be fearful. And I remember feeling how it feels like when you have an upset stomach and you don't see and like you get sick. And in my mind I was like, well, that's how fear feels. Without fear, and I'm like, fear is no good. And over the years, there were different things that I've been afraid of. That through God, I overcame those fears. Had I not trusted in God, I'd possibly fear some of those things now. Because had I let fear rule me, chances are I would have probably been off the rides. Probably forever. Right? I would have been off them forever, I bet you. I would have been off, certainly off the big rides. Would have been sidelined, as they say. Not me, though. I still love the big ones. Himalaya, Zero Gravity, the Zipper, the Freak Out. I wish we would get the Zipper and Freak Out to this midway here, but we don't have them, so, you know. We don't have them, but here's what I would like to do, though. I would love to have my mask run over by one of the rides. I'm ready. As we speak. No, not as we speak. As we speak, I'm doing the show right now. I'm strategizing how to have the mask run over if I decide to do it. Obviously, on those rides, I'm not sure you can know for sure where the tires are. But we got the carnival here. In many places, less than half the people are wearing masks, which is good to see. And people are done out. I was actually at the mall a couple days ago. I was actually at the mall who has the biggest food court in the state of Michigan. This mall actually put all of their tables and chairs out, even though it's only supposed to be 50%. They put them all out, and I was proud of that. And it was 80% of the chairs were taken, which I was very pleased. Unfortunately, I didn't sit down or anything. I wished I had, because I love it when it's like that. But this food court up here, they only have half the chairs out, which in my mind was kind of a shocker being what I had seen. I don't think, but depends on the company, I'm sure. And even at my church, we're back to the ushers handling envelopes and different things that we normally do. Still doing the pesky temperature checks. I can't wait until those are finished. So I would wonder what mine would have said today because it's so muggy out. Would it make you a little nervous, Rachel? Especially if you had been outside all day up until the service, and maybe you had no AC in your car and stuff like that, and you go up there and be like, okay, what's it say? They'd be like, hopefully it says 98.6. And be like, you know. But then actually, with me, it's gone the other way. I've had it like 93 point something before in the winter. Because they have a sting, and they check it in a certain spot. But I think we're about done with those. And we are winning. And on this program, I have to say thanks for all of you who have stayed with me. And even last year, as we were going through the whole rough time we had with COVID, and God was there for us. God was there. And let's see what time it is. Oh, there. Now I see. But, you see, God has just been so faithful through this past year. And, of course, we have to continue to curse COVID. We need to continue to curse COVID and the demons behind it, and bless the Lord every day at noon. I continue to curse the virus. I have this alarm that goes off, and it'll go off in my pocket wherever I'm at. I haven't had any, surprisingly, I haven't had any, heard anyone ask me what it was yet. Anyone that doesn't know me. I haven't heard anyone say, sir, can you tell me what that thing is? Nope. Not yet. But we just keep, you know, and remember to keep reading Psalm 23 and Psalm 91. And of course, remember that God is always with us. Always with us. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. We never have to feel afraid, be afraid, don't have to feel afraid. And it's a comfort in knowing that. And so, I want to make our announcements that we normally make really, really quick, and then we're going to go into worship, and then we will go into the word of the Lord for this evening. So listeners, I want to share with you about the book Rivers of Miracles. It's a very wonderful book. It's the book that tells the story of my life, the different miracles that have taken place in my life. And it's about how faithful God has been in my life. And I would say even what I told you about the being afraid of that ride thing when I was on it. And then later, I got free from it. And they, excuse me, and some people may say, you know, well, you decided you faced your fear. Well, I feel like what happened was God freed me from that fear, from whatever it was that made me not despise the sound or whatever it was so much that I was afraid of it. And that was a miracle in itself. And all the other miracles that he's done, healed me of cancer, healed me of my kidneys, healed my immune system, healed my hands from warts, and all these different things. Real soon, I'm going to take some time on my radio show and give you part of my and give you some of my testimony again. Because every so often we have new listeners, and obviously if we call this show the Miracle Man, and I have had a lot of miracles happen in my life, so it's only fitting that every so often I should take time to give you some of my testimonies and to talk about how God has been so faithful as I've went through life. And I'm grateful to still be alive, because four different times the spirit of death tried to take me out. Death didn't win. And no, it wasn't suicide either. It was sickness and disease. But it didn't win. None. So you can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles and how you can bless yourself with that book and be a blessing to someone else. Because I believe that after you read it, you should also bless someone else by giving them the book. Or how about you buy two copies? Buy one for yourself. Buy one for the other person and maybe give it to them. And we'll believe in God to sell more copies of that book. Amen. Hallelujah. The other thing I want to bring to your attention is our PayPal. We have a PayPal. Miracle Man has a PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com. In the search bar, you'll type in where I'll ask you, what do you want to donate to? You'll type in Rivers Shukla, which is my name. That's Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. And then the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. There is a space between Rivers and Shukla. And the R in Rivers and the S in Shukla are capitalized. So keep that in mind, please. And every seed that you sow goes into this program. And you can sow your seed. You can sow an offering. So please do. And the verse I want to give to you tonight is, therefore, my God shall supply all of your needs according to the stock market. My God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Amen. His riches and glory. Hallelujah. And so it's Rivers Shukla, R-Y-V-E-R-S, first name, Shukla, last name, S-H-U-K-L-A. And I will mention to you that for the website to check out the book Rivers of Miracles, that Rivers is with an I, not a Y. I just need to make sure that you understand that and take note of that, please. Because I don't want to hear that you listeners are going to the wrong places. And I want to encourage you to please tell other people how they can be a part of the show. Tell them, please. Go online to blogtalkradio.com. And we are believing God to grow this audience. One point, we have listeners listening from many different countries. In fact, we had listeners listening from all six continents that have a permanent population, North and South America, Asia, Africa, Europe, and Australia, as they call it, the land down under. But please tell them how they can be a part. And we'll believe in God to grow the audience of this program. This year, we're believing God to double it at least. And so that's what we're believing God for. and I'm going to be reminding you a little more often as to how you can tell them to be apart. But for tonight, we're going to get into some worship, and then we will get into the message, our message in the Word of God. We're going to start out with an oldie. I don't know if you would call it a hymn or not, but it's one that you would all know. Yes, it's Christian. I shouldn't have called it an oldie, but it's one that you should know very well. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Let's sing it again. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Oh, Lord, I love Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King. In what you hear, let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Yes, Lord, let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. Oh, Lord, your beauty. Your grace is all I see, and when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds in me. Sing it again. Oh, Lord, you're beautiful. Yes, you are. Your faith is all I see. And when your eyes are on this child, your faith abounds to me. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares with you. Yes, you are, Lord. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares with you. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my mouth. I will enter his courts with praise. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. Yes, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, yes, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I am not alone. He is my comfort. Yahweh draws me close. Walk through the valley. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not fear. I walk through the valley. I won't fear. He is my comfort. My cup overflowing. No weapon can harm me. I won't fear. Oh, sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am not alone. He's my comfort. He's my comfort. He always draws me close. Oh, sing it again. Hallelujah. He always draws me close. Mm-hmm. He guides me through pastures. He leads and guides me. He restores my soul. Oh, Lord is my shield. No, I am my cup's overflowing. No weapon can harm me. I won't fear. Oh, no, I shall not fear no evil. Hallelujah. I am not alone. Oh, he's my comfort. He's my comfort. He always draws me close. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I am not alone. He's my comfort. He's my comfort. He always draws me close. Your spirit lives within me, so I can walk in your peace. Your spirit lives within me, my victory, your spirit lives within me. So I can walk in your peace. Your spirit lives within me. My victory. Your spirit dwells within me. So I shall walk in your peace. Your spirit dwells within me. My victory. Your spirit dwells within me. So I shall walk in your peace. Your spirit dwells within me. My victory, hallelujah. I am not alone. Never alone. He's my comfort. He always draws me close. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I am not alone. Sing this part to the Lord now. You're my comfort. You always draw me close. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I am not alone. Oh, hallelujah. He's my comfort. He always draws me close. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that you are our shepherd. You lead us and guide us. Thank you that you lead us through paths of righteousness. You restore our soul, Jesus. Your spirit dwells within us so that we can walk in your peace, so we can walk in your way. And I thank you, Lord God, that you would just minister to us right now, that you would comfort us, that you would just bless us abundantly and just make yourself known to us tonight. Thank you for who you are, for what you are to us. We thank you, we praise you, and worship you for who you are. And now I pray over the show tonight for all these listeners. I pray, Lord God, that whatever it is that these listeners are believing for from you tonight, that they would receive whatever they're believing for, whether it's in their finances, their family, their home, maybe it's healing in their body, maybe it's something in their soul. Whatever it is, you can change it, as you, Lord God, are the miracle worker. You are the God of miracles, and I just thank you for that. And I thank you that as we study your word tonight, that you would reveal yourself to us, and that you would just use me tonight as I deliver this message from your holy word tonight. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you're going to use me tonight. In Jesus' name. And I make my confession over this program tonight. I say that finances come into this program. I say that finances, that sponsors and partners come into this program. I say, Lord God, I confess in your name that huge increases in listenership come into this program. And most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this wonderful radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, let's make our Bible confession, because the Bible says that we can have the fruit of our lips. Amen. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says I have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It's more than a history book to me. And it's more than a religious book to me. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. Never, never, never. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Why don't you wave that thing and make the devil mad a bit? Amen. Let's go to 2 Samuel 5. Woo! Amen. 2 Samuel 5. And we're just going to continue on moving along in the things of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, listeners, when I say amen, I hope, listeners, you're not taking that as a stutter. Because when I say amen, listeners, that's not a stutter. That means so be it in my life. Amen. Let's begin with verse 1 of chapter 5. 2 Samuel 5, starting with verse 1, NIV. So, of course, you don't need a president to tell you that whether we're talking about that, that when it comes to the books of the Bible, like 2 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians, both the same thing. It's just the way you say it. Just like Samuel, just like Kings, just like Chronicles, just like the other ones were the first and second of. I'm going to begin with verse 1. 2 Samuel 5. Now all the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and said, "We are your own flesh and blood. In the past, while Saul was king over us, you were the one who led Israel on their military campaigns. And the Lord said to you, 'You will shepherd my people Israel, and you will become their ruler.' When all the elders of Israel had come to King David at Hebron, the king made a compact with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he became king, and he reigned 40 years. In Hebron, he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months. In Jerusalem, he reigned over all of Israel and Judah for 33 years. Verse 6. The king and his men marched to Jerusalem to attack the Jebusites who lived there. The Jebusites said to David, 'You will not get in here. Even the blind and the lame can ward you off.' They thought, 'David cannot get in here.' Nevertheless, David captured the fortress of Zion, the city of David. On that day, David said, 'Anyone who conquers the Jebusites will have to use the water shaft to reach those to lame and blind who are David's enemies. That is why they say the," in quotation mark, the quote, "blind and lame," unquote, "will not enter the palace." David then took up residence. Turn the page. David then took up residence in the fortress and called it the City of David. He built up the area around it from the supporting fortresses inward, and he became more and more powerful because the Lord God Almighty was with him. Now, Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David along with cedar logs and carpenters and stonemasons, and they built a palace for David. And David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel and had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel. After he left Hebron, David took more concubines and wives in Jerusalem, and more sons and daughters were born to him. These are the names of David born to him there. I'm skipping the names. Verse 17. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over Israel, they went up in full force to search for him. But David heard about it and went down to the stronghold. Now the Philistines had come and spread out in the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I go and attack the Philistines? Will you hand them over to me?" The Lord answered him, "Go. I will surely hand the Philistines over to you." So David went to Baal-perazim, and there he defeated them. And he said, "As waters break out, the Lord has spoken out against my enemies before me." So that place was called Baal-perazim. the Philistines abandoned their idols there, and David and his men carried them off. Once more, the Philistines came up and spread out in the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of the Lord, and he answered, "Do not go straight up, but circle around behind them and attack them in front of the balsam trees. As soon as you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees, move quickly, because that will mean the Lord has gone out in front of you to strike the Philistine army." So David did as the Lord commanded them, and he struck down the Philistines all the way from Gibeon to Gezer. Chapter 6. David again brought together out of Israel chosen men, 30,000 in all. He and all his men sent out from Bela of Judah to bring up from there the Ark of God, which is called by the name of the Lord Almighty, who is enthroned between the cherubim that are on the ark. They sent the Ark of God on a new cart and brought it from the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. Uzzah and Ahaz, sons of Abinadab, were guiding the new cart with the Ark of God on it. And Ahal was walking in front of it. David and the whole house of Israel were celebrating with all their might before the Lord, with songs of the harps, lyres, tambourines, sistrums, and cymbals. And when they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah reached out and took hold of the Ark of God, because the oxen stumbled. The Lord's anger burned against Uzzah because of his irreverent act. Therefore, God struck him down. He died there beside the Ark of God. Then David was angry because the Lord's wrath had broken out against Uzzah. And to this day, that place is called Perez Uzzah. David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, "How can the Ark of the Lord ever come to me?" He was not willing to take the Ark of the Lord to be with him in the city of David. Instead, he took it aside to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. The Ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite for 3 months, and the Lord blessed him and his entire household. Now King David was told, "The Lord has blessed the household of Obed-Edom for everything that he has because of the Ark of God." So David went down, brought up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with rejoicing. When those who were carrying the Ark of the Lord had taken 6 steps, he sacrificed a bull and a fattened calf. David, wearing a linen ephod, danced before the Lord with all his might, while he and the entire house of Israel brought up the Ark of the Lord with, excuse me, I'm turning the page, with shouts and the sound of trumpets. As the Ark of the Lord was entering the city of David, Michal, the daughter of Saul, watched from a window. And when she saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, she despised him in her heart. They brought the Ark of the Lord and set it in its place inside the tent of that David had pitched for it. And David sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offerings before the Lord. After he had finished sacrificing the burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord Almighty. Then he gave a loaf of bread, a cake, and dates, and a cake of raisins to each person in the whole crowd of Israelites, both men and women. And all the people went to their homes. And when David returned home to bless his household, Michal, daughter of Saul, came out to meet him and said, "How the king of Israel has distinguished himself today by robbing in the sight of the slave girls with his servants as any vulgar fellow would." David said to Michal, "It is before the Lord who chose me rather than your father or anyone from his house when he appointed me ruler over the Lord's people Israel. I will celebrate before the Lord. I will become even more undignified than this. And I will be humiliated in my own eyes. But this slave girl you spoke of, I will be held in honor." And Michal, daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death. We will, let me see here. Let me just see. We'll read 7 and then that'll be it. After the king was settled in his palace, the Lord had given him rest from all of his enemies around him. He said to Nathan, the prophet, "Here I am, living in a palace of cedar, while the Ark of God remains in a tent." Nathan replied to the king, "Whatever you have in mind, go ahead and do it, for the Lord is with you." That night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, "Go tell my servant David, this is what the Lord says. Are you the one to build me a house to dwell on? I have not dwelt in a house from the day that I brought the Israelites up out of Egypt to this day. I have been moving from place to place with a tent as my dwelling. Wherever I have moved with all the Israelites, did I ever say to any of their rulers whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now then, tell my servant David, this is what the Lord Almighty says. I took you from the pasture and from following the flock to be ruler over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you have gone. And I have cut off all your enemies from before you. Now I will make your name great, like the names of the greatest men of the earth. And I will provide a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them so that they can have a home of their own and no longer be disturbed. Wicked people will not oppress them anymore, as they did at the beginning. You have done ever since the time I appointed leaders over my people Israel. I will also give you rest from all of your enemies. The Lord declares to you that the Lord himself will establish a house for you. When your days are over and you rest with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, who will come from your own body, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father. He will be my son. When he does wrong, I will punish him with the rod of men, with floggings inflicted on me. But my love will never be taken away from him, as I took it away from Saul, whom I removed from before you. Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever. Nathan reported this to David, all the words, the entire revelation. Verse 18, then King David went up. He went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, who am I, O sovereign Lord? And what is my family that you have brought me this far? And as if this were not in your sight, O sovereign Lord, you have also spoken. And he says, is this your usual way of dealing with man, O sovereign Lord? What more can David say to you that you know your servant, O sovereign Lord? For the same as your word, according to your will, you have done this great thing and made it known to your servant. Now, how great you are, O sovereign Lord. There is no one like you. There is no God but you. We have heard with our own ears. And who is like your people, Israel, the one nation on earth that God went out to redeem as a people for himself and to make a name for himself and to perform great and awesome wonders by driving out nations and their gods from before your people whom you redeemed from Egypt and have established your people, Israel, as your people forever. And you, O Lord, have become their God. And now, Lord God, forever keep the promise that you have made concerning your servant and your house. Do as you promised, so that your name will be great forever. Then men will say, the Lord Almighty is God over Israel, and the house of your servant, David, will be established before you. And Lord Almighty God of Israel, you have revealed this to your servant, saying, I will build a house for you. So your servant has found courage to offer you this prayer. O sovereign Lord, you are God. Your words are trustworthy, and you have promised these good things to your servant. Now be pleased to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue forever in your sight. For you, O sovereign Lord, you have spoken, and with your blessing, the house of your servant will be blessed forever. Wow. So what you see there is God was truly blessing David. Now, the Ark of the Lord, it was not to have a card on it. Because someone put a card on it, and somebody that we read about, he decided to be irreverent toward it, and the way they were so irreverent, they ended up dying right there because of what they did in front of the ark. They did things in front of the ark that were not good, that he did things in front of the ark that he should have not done. And that cart, mind you, was not to be there. Like I said, it had been there, but it was not supposed to be there, but it had been there when it was not supposed to be there. And so then God came to Nathan and told him things to tell David, regarding the ark and about how God had not had a cedar house, but that he had an ark. And that wherever the ark of God was, that's where the blessing had been. And so another thing that we read about was David went to Jerusalem, and certain Jebusites tried to keep him out. And they even said, even those who are blind and those who, are otherwise Those are all lame. Those people, they won't let you in. David got in. They captured it. And David won another battle. And eventually, as we read tonight, God gave David rest from all his enemies after he had fought many different battles. You know, this is what the Lord wants to do for us. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye who are burdened, all ye who are heavy laden, and Jesus said, and I will give you rest. You will find rest for your souls. Jesus said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." For my yoke is easy and my burden. And he was talking about those who have, you know, are heavy laden, they have a lot going on, they're worried about a lot. And I'm not just talking about that book. What's that one children's book called? A Lot to Do, A Lot to Do, A Lot, A Lot, A Lot to Do. Brush my hair, brush my teeth, wash my face, la, la, la. Remember that? Hey, it's not talking about that kind of stuff. It's talking about, you know, more deeper than that. But he said, come unto me, all ye who labor, and you're heavy laden. That means, like, you know, you're struggling. And the storms of life, they've just got you. And they're just beating hard. And I'm talking to you listeners, listeners, it's just whatever happens, you know, you just, it's like you just can't seem to catch a break. But with the Lord Jesus, listeners, you see, Jesus is even told us, you know, come unto me, all you who labor. Come to me, take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. You take my yoke, and I will give you rest. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said, I will give you rest. You will find rest for your souls. And he said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. One time my pastor had teased about it when he read it, and he said, come unto me, all ye who are refreshed and ready to work. He even said that like regardless, like, and even if you're feeling that, I'm going to put you to hard work. You know, some you know, some, but, you know, God provided David with rest from his enemies, because, and I just thank the Lord. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for this word tonight. I thank you that we would trust in you, Lord Jesus, no matter what. And Lord God, I just pray right now for those of us who are burdened, who feel like we have a heavy yoke. We feel heavy laden. Pray, Lord God, that we would just turn to you and that we would, that you, Lord God, would give us, those of us who are in this situation, that you would provide us, those of us who are dealing with that, with rest for our souls, Lord God. And that you would just give us strength. And I just thank you that we would put this word to use and that we would be doers of this word and not strictly hearers only. And I thank you, Lord God, that your hand is upon us as we go about in our lives. And I just give you praise, honor, and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. And until next time, folks, God first, God always. So long, everybody.